This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Symmetry versus asymmetry in physical expression, how balanced and unbalanced body positions send different messages. Your body speaks before you open your mouth. Learn what it is saying. In short, symmetrical body positions communicate confidence and authority, while asymmetrical positions signal ease, openness, or, when uncontrolled, discomfort. Symmetry grounds your physical presence and projects composure under pressure. Asymmetry softens your body language and invites connection in informal settings. The difference lies not just in posture, but in the message each position sends to the room. Definition: physical expression. Symmetry describes how balanced or unbalanced your body positioning appears to others during communication. Symmetrical postures, where both sides of the body align, project authority. Asymmetrical postures, where one side differs from the other, project openness or, depending on context, uncertainty. Why body position shapes every message you send. A manager I worked with years ago lost a promotion she had earned. Her work was excellent. Her ideas were sharp. But every time she presented to senior leadership, she stood with her weight on one hip, arms folded across her chest, gaze slightly downward. She had no idea. When I told her what her body was saying, she stared at me as though I had just described a stranger. She had never once considered that physical expression symmetry, or the lack of it, was speaking louder than every word she prepared. This matters because people form impressions in seconds. They read your body before they process your words. If your posture is collapsed, defensive, or restless, your message arrives wounded. You may say the right things and still lose the room because your body told a different story first. By the end of this, you will know exactly when to use each position and what each one actually requires. For deeper reading on how these physical signals connect to broader interpersonal skills, the work on emotional intelligence in feedback conversations offers a strong companion perspective. What symmetrical body positioning really means. Symmetrical body positioning means both sides of your body mirror each other in stance, weight distribution, and alignment. Your feet are roughly parallel and shoulder width apart. Your weight sits evenly on both legs. Your shoulders are level, your hips square, your hands either at your sides or held in a matching position. In practice, this looks like a person who is completely settled in their space. They are not fidgeting, swaying, or seeking relief from the moment. They occupy their ground without apology. Picture someone at the front of a room delivering difficult news to a team. They plant their feet. They let their arms rest open and even. They do not pace. The room feels the stillness before a word is spoken. That stillness is not passive. It is deliberate control of physical expression. Symmetrical positioning requires a level of physical self-awareness that most people have never been asked to develop. It means noticing the moment you start to drift and choosing to return to center. What asymmetrical body positioning really means. Asymmetrical body positioning means one side of your body differs meaningfully from the other. Your weight rests on one leg. One shoulder sits lower than the other. One arm hangs loose while the other is tucked or raised. One foot points toward the conversation, the other angles away. In everyday life, this is the natural state of casual interaction. When you lean against a wall talking to a friend, or sit with one arm draped over a chair, you're using asymmetry. It signals that you are relaxed enough to let your guard down. Think of a mentor sitting across from a younger colleague at the end of a long day. She leans back slightly, weight shifted to one side, one arm resting on the table, the other in her lap. The posture says, I'm not evaluating you right now. You can speak freely. That message comes entirely through her body, not her words. Asymmetrical positioning requires genuine reading of context. Used well, it invites dialogue. Used carelessly, it collapses into the kind of slumped, wondering stance that signals disengagement. The key difference is side by side. Dimension: symmetrical positioning, asymmetrical positioning. Core signal: authority, composure, confidence, ease, openness, approachability. Weight distribution: even across both feet shifted toward one side. Typical context: presentations, formal meetings, conflict resolution, casual conversation, mentoring, relationship building. What it requires: physical stillness and deliberate grounding, relaxed, contextually appropriate looseness. What it builds: credibility and perceived control, connection and psychological safety. Common mistake: appearing rigid or unapproachable, appearing disengaged or lacking confidence. When absent, restless, anxious, or unstable physical presence, a stiff, cold, or intimidating presence. The most important distinction is the signal each position sends about your relationship to the moment. Symmetry says, I am anchored here. Asymmetry says, I am comfortable here. Both are powerful messages. Neither is superior. The common mistake with symmetry is holding it too long and too rigidly, until warmth drains from the interaction entirely. A perfectly squared posture that never softens can read as unyielding or cold, particularly in one-on-one conversations. The common mistake with asymmetry is letting it become unconscious. A slight weight shift is inviting. A full collapse into one hip with arms crossed and gaze drifting is a different message altogether, and most people who send it have no idea they are doing so. The practical rule is this: lead with symmetry to establish your presence, then allow natural asymmetry once the conversation has a pulse. Think of it as setting a foundation before you build on it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where symmetrical and asymmetrical positioning overlap. These two approaches to physical expression are not opposite sitting at either end of the spectrum. They share territory, and in that shared territory is where real skill lives. Both positions serve the same ultimate goal: communicating with clarity and earning trust. A symmetrical stance that is too severe can undermine trust just as surely as sloppy asymmetry. The intent behind both is to match your physical presence to what the moment requires. In active listening, you will often find both working together. You might begin with squared shoulders and even wait to signal that you are fully present. As the other person opens up, a slight forward lean, a weight shift towards them, or one hand resting more casually on the table signals that you are with them, not just watching them. Understanding how empathy bridges and team communication are built shows how well physical expression supports that process. When delivering feedback, skilled communicators use a grounded, symmetrical stance to establish the seriousness of the moment, then soften into gentle asymmetry when they invite the other person to respond. This two-part movement signals safety within structure, and it is one of the most underused tools in difficult conversations. The approach aligns closely with the thinking behind how to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. When to use symmetrical positioning in physical expression. Use symmetrical positioning when the situation demands that you project confidence, composure, or authority through your physical expression. When you are opening a presentation or address, a symmetrical stance tells the room that you are settled and in command before a single sentence is delivered. It earns you the space to be heard. When you are delivering difficult news, grounded positioning signals that you are not afraid of this moment. It reduces the physical signals of anxiety that erode trust precisely when trust is most needed. When there is conflict or tension in the room, asymmetry during high-stakes disagreements can read as disinterest or weakness. A planted, even stance communicates that you are present for this conversation, however hard it becomes. When you are being evaluated or observed, job interviews, performance reviews, and formal assessments all benefit from physical expression that signals control, not restlessness. When you want to project calm in a crisis, a team in difficulty reads the physical expression of its leader. A grounded stance is contagious in the best possible way. If you reach for asymmetry in these moments without thinking, you risk sending signals of discomfort that undermine everything your words are trying to build. When to use asymmetrical positioning in physical expression. Use asymmetrical positioning when the situation calls for warmth, informality, or genuine openness in your physical expression. When you want someone to feel comfortable speaking, a relaxed shift of weight signals that this is a conversation, not an interrogation. It lowers the perceived stakes and invites the other person in. When you are building rapport in a one-on-one setting, mirroring another person's relaxed posture is one of the oldest and most effective rapport tools available. It works because it signals that you are in tune with their energy. When you are listening, not speaking, an asymmetrical, open posture while someone else is talking signals genuine attention. It says, I've put down my agenda, and I am here for yours. This matters deeply in conversations about psychological safety and team synergy when you are in an informal, social, or creative setting. Rigid symmetry in casual environments can make you seem tense, distant, or impossible to approach. Ease in your body invites ease in others. When the conversation has shifted from formal to personal, if a difficult meeting has softened and the other person needs to know you see them as a human being, a subtle relaxation of your posture signals that the wall is down. If you hold a stiff, symmetrical stance through these moments, you can make warmth feel impossible to reach, no matter how kind your words are. Common confusions about symmetry and asymmetry in physical expression. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion: symmetrical posture always looks confident, so asymmetry must look weak. Why it happens: most coaching advice focuses on power posing and upright stances, which create the false impression that looseness equals insecurity. The resolution: intentional asymmetry is a tool, not a failure of discipline. A deliberate weight shift toward someone you're listening to is a sign of skill, not weakness. The difference is always in the intention behind the position. The confusion: people assume that because asymmetry feels natural and relaxed, it requires no thought. Why it happens: because it does feel natural, most people let it run on autopilot without ever examining the specific signals it produces. The resolution: watch yourself on video in a real conversation. What looks casual to you from the inside may appear collapsed or checked out from the outside. Comfort in a position does not guarantee that the position is communicating what you intend. The confusion: switching between the two during a conversation signals inconsistency or nervousness. Why it happens: people think they should pick one approach and stick with it, treating body language like a costume rather than a living, responsive skill. The resolution: skilled physical expression is fluid. Moving from a grounded symmetrical stance into a warm, asymmetrical posture as a conversation shifts is not inconsistency. It is attunement. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy explores this responsiveness in depth. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are preparing for a high-stakes presentation, practice your opening stance deliberately. Plant your feet, level your shoulders, and hold the position for 3 full breaths before you begin speaking. That physical grounding will carry into your first sentences and set the tone for everything that follows. If you're trying to get someone to open up in a conversation, relax your weight to one side and cross your arms, and orient your feet slightly toward them. These small adjustments in physical expression signal that you are approachable and genuinely interested. Then stay quiet and let the space work. If you're delivering feedback and need the other person to hear it, open with a symmetrical, composed stance to establish that this is a real conversation worth taking seriously. When you invite the response, soften your posture. This pattern, grounded then open, mirrors the structure of strong feedback delivery. Applying the SBI method to give feedback works significantly better when your body matches the method. If you are in a team setting where trust is low, avoid rigid, symmetrical positioning that reads as closed or authoritative. A relaxed but engaged posture, one that is attentive without being stiff, communicates that you're part of the group, not above it. The guidance in how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy connects this directly to group dynamics. If you are unsure which to use, default to grounded symmetry and watch the other person's body. If they relax, you can soften. If they stay tense, hold your ground, but open your posture gradually. Physical expression is always a dialogue, not a monologue. Knowing the difference between these two positions is itself a form of progress. Most people spend their whole lives sending physical signals without ever choosing them. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Symmetrical body positioning signals authority, composure, and confidence. Use it when the situation requires you to hold the room. Asymmetrical positioning signals openness, ease, and warmth. Use it when the situation requires the other person to feel welcome in a conversation. Neither position is always right. The skill lies in reading the moment and choosing your physical expression deliberately. Unconscious asymmetry, the kind you drift into without noticing, is the most common source of mixed messages in communication. Watch yourself. Practice awareness. Moving fluidly between both positions during a conversation is a sign of mastery, not inconsistency. The best communicators are physically responsive, not physically rigid. Physical expression symmetry is not about performance. It is about alignment, making sure the message your body sends matches the message you intend to give. For further reading, the article on how empathy bridges and team communication creates lasting synergy explores how your physical presence shapes the quality of connection in a room. The article on emotional intelligence and feedback conversations shows how awareness of nonverbal signals sits at the heart of every difficult conversation done well. Frequently asked questions. What is physical expression symmetry in body language? Physical expression symmetry is when both sides of your body mirror each other in posture and position. It signals confidence, authority, and composure. Asymmetry, where one side differs from the other, signals openness, relaxation, or in some cases discomfort and defensiveness. The symmetry in physical expression make you look more confident. Yes, symmetrical stances, with weight evenly distributed and both sides of the body aligned, are consistently read as confident and composed. They reduce nervous energy and give the impression that you're calm and in control of the space around you. When should you use asymmetry in physical expression? Use asymmetry when you want to appear approachable, relaxed, or conversational. A slight weight shift or one arm resting casually sends a signal of ease. It works well in informal settings, one-on-one conversations, and moments when you want the other person to feel comfortable. Can asymmetric body language signal weakness or discomfort? It can, depending on the context and degree. A slight shift is natural and inviting. But excessive asymmetry, such as hunching one shoulder, arms crossing unevenly, or a collapsed stance, can read as insecurity, defensiveness, or disengagement. Intentional asymmetry is an asset, unconscious asymmetry is a liability. How do symmetry and asymmetry in physical expression work together? The most effective communicators move fluidly between both. They open with a grounded symmetrical stance to establish presence, then shift into relaxed asymmetry to invite dialogue. Reading the room and adjusting your physical expression to the moment is a skill that takes deliberate practice to develop. How can I practice controlling my physical expression in body language? Start by recording yourself in a natural conversation and watching it back with the sound off. Notice where your weight sits, how often you shift, and whether your posture signals what you intend. Then practice specific stances in front of a mirror before high-stakes situations. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.